Next patient is Liliana De La Rosa. That is Liliana, L-I-L-I-A-N-A, L-I-L-I-A-N-A, De La Rosa, D-E-L-A-R-O-S-A, Porcal, P-O-R-C-A-L. Liliana De La Rosa Porcal. P-O-R-C-A-L, P as in Paul. Date of birth, 2-6-1957. Date of visit is 10-13-25. Next paragraph. This patient was referred by Luis Marrero, M.D. Luis, L-U-I-S, Marrero, M-A-R-R-E-R-O, M-A-R-R-E-R-O. Next paragraph. Dear Louis, L-U-I-S. Dear Louis, thank you for sending Liliana for a call for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is left-sided chest pain and cough. Next, his present illness. This is a 68-year-old female who was involved in a motor vehicle accident earlier this year. Has been experiencing pains along the left upper chest and back, and had a previous chest x-ray in May of this year, which showed no active lung infiltrate. The patient has some neck pains as well, and denies significant shortness of breath. She has a history of diabetes and hypertension, as well as peripheral neuropathy, and has been on diuretics. There was a CTA of the chest done in February 25 following her motor vehicle accident, and it showed a a CTA of the abdomen was done, which showed no acute traumatic findings in the abdomen and pelvis. The and the lower lung fields were unremarkable, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension as well as diabetes mellitus. She has a previous history for an MI. She had a CVA in the past and a breast biopsy done. There was a history of ectopic pregnancy in 1988. And the patient had history of history of cardiac catheterization, the next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed next, habits of patient denies smoking, denies alcohol use. Next, family history. Was non-contributory. Mother had a history of heart disease. Next paragraph. Med list included metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Ozempic injection 0.25 milligrams weekly, Crestor 40 milligrams daily, and Glipizide-Metformin 5-500 milligrams BID, Isradiol 30 milligrams daily, and Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, Lisinopril 40 milligrams a day, and Chlorthalidone 25 milligrams daily, Amlodipine 5 milligrams a day. Next, system review, patient has shortness of breath and some wheezing, but no significant cough, but has chest pains anteriorly. Next, says no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. There's no leg swelling. There's some anxiety. Denies she has urinary frequency, denies flank pain. She has sore throat. She has cataract. And she has arthritis and muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly lady was alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of perfledema. Blood pressure 135 by 70, pulse is 82, respiration 16, tension 97.5, weight is 189, saturation 96, HEND and non-spheric pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Next supple, no bruising, thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes heard in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart sensor, regular as one or as two, no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1+. No gross motor deficit, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Passion number one. Pleuritic chest pain. And number two is history of diabetes mellitus. Type 2. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, history of peripheral neuropathy. And number 5 is reactive airway disease. Next plan, patient will use albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, TIDPRN. She was placed on doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for a week for possible underlying bronchitis with pleurisy. Also, get a CT of the chest with contrast and CVC complete metabolic profile and IgE level. Follow up is a BRH in approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Luis Marrero, L-U-I-S, Marrero, M-A-R-R-E-R-O, M-D. Here's Dr. Sudha.